The real money isn't in the vaccine. The real money is in the drugs that we get to sell you when you start to develop side effects. A long list of things like alopecia and depression and headaches. The real driver to the economic piece is through the vaccine. The vaccine, when you start getting sick, sends you to the doctor, then to the specialist, and then the super sub specialist, where then they order more and more and more tests, which you get more and more and more drugs. So the vaccines, even on the front end, as much as this is going to be multiple billions, and in my opinion, multiple trillions of dollars to vaccinate every person in the world multiple times, the real money is on the back end driver of the technology of tracking and making sure that you have this vaccine, and on the drugs that we get to sell when you start to develop side effects. So there's a plethora of studies out there dating all the way back to 2002 that shows that the development of coronavirus vaccines has been deadly and has never been approved by the FDA because they could never get it past the animal studies. So why would they ever want to do animal studies since they already know what the outcomes are? They're not good. Well, because we've got this liability protection and we can get it to the place where it's safe enough. Whoever decides that, I don't know about safety. The FDA just came out last week and said, if it gets to where it's effective 50-50, that if we give this vaccine, maybe 50% of the people will keep from getting sick, then we'll approve it. They just lowered that to saying now if it's 30% effective from keeping people get sick, we're gonna release that all out onto the public. No animal studies. Animal studies killed people. We know that it's going to be fast-tracked into human trials. It's really, really dangerous.